This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Raquel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the festive season is also a time to reaffirm the mantra of Swadeshi. After laying the foundation stone and inaugurating development works at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi urged citizens to ensure that whatever they buy or sell is made in India. Recalling Mahatma Gandhi's use of Swadeshi as a tool for independence, he said that it must now become the foundation of a developed India.
ये समय त्योहारों का समय है और इस समय आपको स्वदेशी का मंत्र भी लगातार दोहराना है, अपने जीवन में उतारना है। मेरी आप सबसे करबद्ध प्रार्थना है, 140 करोड़ देशवासियों से मेरी प्रार्थना है, आप जो भी खरीदें वो देश में ही बना होना चाहिए। महात्मा गांधी ने स्वदेशी को आजादी का माध्यम बनाया था, अब हमें स्वदेशी को विकसित भारत की नींव बनाना है।
The Prime Minister explained that this will be possible only when people take pride in Swadeshi products. He encouraged citizens to choose Indian-made goods, whether small items, toys for children, Diwali idols, home decor, or larger purchases like mobiles, TVs and refrigerators. He stressed the importance of checking whether a product is made in India, as buying Swadeshi keeps money within the country, prevents capital outflow and contributes directly to national development. Mr. Modi highlighted that when essential goods are manufactured domestically, they generate employment for fellow citizens. With reduced GST rates coming into effect from 22nd September, coinciding with the start of Navratri, he urged everyone to purchase Swadeshi products and benefit from the revised rates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the Strategic Roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will interact with party leaders and workers from 20 districts in Rohtas and Begusarai and discuss plans for the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Shah arrived in Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will meet the BJP workers from Shahabad and Magad regions in Dehri on Son in Rohtas district this morning. After this, he will hold another meeting in Begusarai this afternoon. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the conduct of election rules for the design and printing of the EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. The initiative is in line with the 28 initiatives taken by the Commission in the past 6 months to streamline and improve election processes and enhance convenience for voters. As per the guidelines, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour on the EVM ballot paper and the candidate's face will occupy 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. The Commission informed that the upgraded EVM ballot papers will be used in the upcoming elections, starting with Bihar. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district. An encounter took place yesterday after security forces received intelligence inputs about the presence of a larger number of Maoists in the southwestern part of the district, following which a search operation was launched. So far, the bodies of two Maoists have been recovered from the site. Meanwhile, in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists have surrendered. Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria informed that out of those who surrendered, 9 carried a total reward of 18 lakh rupees on their heads. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE, today. And that is the end of the news bulletin.